The sleeping bairn or squealing cubs were sort of adopted by locals, and when bulldozers were closing in, Rick Palmer was one of those people who said the clan should be left alone. The Department of Natural Resources and ultimately Powerline Builder Wisconsin Public Service Corporation agreed. Now Palmer says the sow and cubs are awake.
The cubs are just out playing around. You know, she would look at me on occasion, and the cubs would just play around her, and one time one of the cubs fell over a little branch and kind of went a little farther away, and the mother reached out with her paw and grabbed it and pulled it back in. And so as far as I can tell, they're all doing really great.
Some people fear the mama bear will rise up and protect her cubs if crews move in. But WPS's Dave Valleen says he's not worried about that. It's time to clear the area.
The equipment makes a certain amount of noise. I would expect that the bear would, you know, hear the noise and shy away from it just like they would with, you know, equipment maybe operating on a highway rather than be attracted to it.
DNR wildlife biologist Mark Schmidt agrees. He says the six-week clearing delay worked out for man and beast.
Always a good deal. Leave them alone, you know, let them go through their winter hibernation and wake up on their own and not be disturbed, and away they go. You bet. The cubs should be just fine.
The 210-mile-long power line is stretching across several rivers and backwoods on its way toward Duluth. It's expected to be finished next year. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.